Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she has no idea what he's doing. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 34-year-old married woman, and I'm staying at my cousin's house temporarily while I'm working on a project in Austin. My cousin is 52, and her husband is 48. My room is on the other side of their house by the kitchen. I've heard my cousin's husband on the phone mumbling late at night, darn near every night since I've been staying with them. He's usually on the couch every night until 3 a.m., and then he goes to bed. My cousin is up and out early in the morning for work, and then her hubby is free to FaceTime some woman that has an annoying laugh. She's tickled by everything my cousin's husband tells her. I can't hear all of the conversation. I just hear her giggling. I've seen him come in from work, hanging up the phone as he reaches the back door. The worst part was running into him recently at the grocery store's seafood counter. I playfully said I was surprised to see him in the store and asked if he was cooking dinner. He told me yes, he was making dinner, but not at home. I almost choked. He beat me to the house and he was in the shower, so I assumed he was joking when I saw him in the grocery store. I went and peeked in his car, and the grocery bags were on the back seat. Around 7:30 p.m., he threw on a sweatsuit and headed out. I decided to ask my cousin if she knew where he went. She said he was going to the gym so he wouldn't have to get up early in the morning to go. He walked in at 2 a.m. and slept on the couch. My cousin has no idea what he thinks he's doing. Is it best to stay out of this, or can I give her a few hints? Well, I mean, come on. I think you already know the answer to your own question. And I think you know what Steve and I are going to say. We're going to say this is not your business, of course. Yeah, you're staying at their house.
That's what I'm going to say.
That's what I'm saying as well. I know you think you should be doing something because this is your cousin. You want to help. You feel compelled, you know, to help her see this loser of a husband she has for who he really is. But you have to stay out of this. Come on now. Your cousin is going to end up having some sort of misplaced anger towards you, you know, and getting mad at you for telling her all of this. You'll get put out and you won't be able to finish your project that you're doing. That's the reason you're staying in the house in the first place. I say you stay focused on what you came there for. Hurry up and finish so you can get out of the house ASAP. That is the only thing you should be concerned about right now. Whatever he's doing, buying breakfast, I mean, buying dinner and all that, he's sloppy with his cheating. She's bound to see what he's doing, if she even cares, before too long anyway. You don't have to have anything to do with that. Who leaves groceries in the car in bags? I mean, your cousin and her husband are going to have to figure this out on their own. They do not need your help. Steve?
Can we do another letter? Can we just do another letter? It's so obvious.
This is the one we have for today. Just do it.
It's just so obvious, though. Why we...
Yeah, it is, of course.
How many times have we had to tell people, mostly me, though, because Shirley will switch up on you in a minute. Shirley would
yes tell. This is not about me. Just give your
answer.
Well,
I'm just saying, I was really surprised because Shirley will, girl, you have to tell her.
No.
Because I've heard you do it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe long time ago. Maybe.
Oh, so what has changed?
This is not about me. Just give your answer.
Yeah, well, it's about this. Look, we got to do something because the letter ain't nothing.
Do you have on glasses?
Yeah.
I put some glasses on.
No, these are off. These ain't got nothing to do with this letter.
Oh, really?
I bought these glasses online.
Okay. They're cute.
I actually did the face fitting and everything.
All right, back to the letter.
I didn't have nothing to do that day. Nothing.
Back to the letter.
You're a 34-year-old married woman. You're staying at your cousin's house temporarily. You need to get out now. You say your cousin is 52 and her husband is 48. Now, all of this stuff you're doing really technically is speculation. Technically, and I'll tell you why I say it. I've heard my cousin's husband on the phone mumbling at night. Okay, what'd he say? Was he planning a birthday surprise for his wife? Was he planning an anniversary surprise for his wife? He was mumbling late at night. What did he say? Because you don't know. And it's every night since I've been staying with him. He's usually on the couch every night to 3 a.m. and then he go to bed. My cousin is up early and going out for work when her husband is free to FaceTime some woman that has an annoying laugh. So now you don't know what they say at night, and you don't know what she laughing at during the daytime, but it's an annoying laugh. She's tickled by everything my husband tells her, but you don't know what he telling her. I can't hear all the conversations, just her giggling. Lady, this is a letter full of speculation. You don't even know what they say, and you've admitted it 3 times already. I've seen him come in for work, hang up the phone as he reaches the back door. So now you don't even know what he said outside either.
Hang on, girl, Steve. Bye. Hang on. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, she has no idea what he's doing. We'll get back into it. Get Steve's response at 23 minutes after, right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, but then you don't either. Because according to this letter, you don't know a damn thing either. Now, let's go into this letter. You staying at your cousin's house because you're working on a project down in Austin. She 52, her husband 48. You 34. My room on the other side of the house by the kitchen. Now, listen to this. I done heard my cousin's husband on the phone mumbling that night. Okay, what'd he say? Huh? You don't know, because he mumbling. And damn near every night since I've been staying there, he's usually on the couch every night at 3 a.m., and then he go to bed. My cousin up and early out the house going to work mornings, going to work, and her husband free to FaceTime some woman that has an annoying laugh. Okay, what's she laughing at? You don't know that either. She's tickled by everything my husband tells her husband. She's tickled by everything my cousin husbands tell her. I can't hear all the conversation. What? Oh, you can't. So you still don't know what's being said, what's being discussed. You don't know nothing. I just hear her giggling. That's it. So now you going to break up the marriage over some giggling and some mumbling. And you don't know what nobody said. I've seen him come home from work, hang up the phone as he reaches the back door. Oh, he outside talking now. You don't know who he talking to on that phone when he reached the back door. It could be her, but you don't know that. It could be a business call, but you don't know. It could be his boy. He could be buying some weed. You don't know that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The worst part, though, here's where she thinks she got some information. I ran into him recently at the grocery store seafood counter. I playfully said, I'm surprised to see you at the store. I asked if he was cooking dinner. He said, yeah, he making dinner, but not at home. Uh-oh.
True.
Yeah, I'm making dinner, but not at home. I almost choked. He beat me to the house, and he was in the shower, so I assumed he was joking, but he wasn't. When I saw him at the grocery store, I went and peeked in his car, and the grocery bags was on the back seat, okay? What's the problem? He told you he was cooking dinner, but not at home. So around 7:30, he threw on a sweatsuit and headed out. I decided to ask my cousin if she knew that where he went. She said he was going to the gym so he wouldn't have to get up early in the morning. Okay, so he was heading to the gym with his sweatsuit on. He walked in at 2 a.m. and slept on the couch. Long time at the gym. Then after you go to the gym, you gotta go eat somewhere. So he took the seafood and he made dinner wherever he made it at. Somebody told me one time that lifestyle got kitchens in it.
Really?
Somebody told me somewhere lifestyle got it. You do your hair down in lifestyle. You do facial down in lifestyle.
True.
Somebody told me that. I ain't never been in lifestyle, but somebody just told me that. They say you can rent an office down at lifestyle.
Okay.
They got snack bars and everything at lifestyle.
So you just go to the grocery store, get your dinner, cook it there, work out, get your hair
done. That lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Some lifestyle gyms is open 24 hours.
Okay.
He walked in at 2 a.m. and slept on the couch. My cousin has no idea what he's doing, and you don't either. You have no clue. You speculating, but you ain't heard him say nothing. You ain't heard him talk to no woman. You know there's a woman on the phone giggling, but you can't hear no conversations. He hang up the phone when he get in the back door. I got it. I got how it look. I see exactly how it look. And one and one is two.
Yeah, where there's smoke.
But the problem is, you doing the arithmetic, not her. Is it best to stay out of this, or can I give her a few hints? Yeah, go on, give her some hints. Your ass going to be out of Austin, though.
Today.
I'm going to tell you that right now. You spent your last days in Austin.
Pack
so
up.
So go on, get your little money together for the hotel and everything. But now, what are you going to tell your cousin?
Right.
He be on the phone at night. I know, girl, he got a business. He be mumbling. He don't want to wake everybody up. He hang up the phone before he come through the back door. He trying to spend quality time in here. He trying not to bring his job home. Uh-huh. He went down at the grocery store and bought some seafood. And he go, where did he take it to? He told you he was going to cook dinner somewhere, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did he go?
Oh, no, I thought you knew.
See, lady, it ain't adding up.
Mm-mm.
For you. Now, if this is the wife writing the letter, Shirley would have a whole nother answer for her. Girl, leave him. You know what's going on.
So would you.
No. I still say it's speculation. Because you need to find out what's being said on the phone call.
You be trying to figure out a lie. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.